Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. In this manner, the personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, the maintainer of all living entities, raised the earth from within the water, and having placed it afloat on the water, He returned to His own abode. I'd like to repeat this. In this manner, the personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, the maintainer of all living entities, raised the earth from within the water, and having placed it afloat on the water, He returned to His own abode. Purport. The personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, descends by His will to the material planets in His innumerable incarnations for particular purposes. And again He goes back to His own abode. When He descends, He is called an avatar, because avatar means one who descends. Neither the Lord Himself nor His specific devotees who come to this earth are ordinary living entities like us. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Shri He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patita Nama Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Swayam Srimate Bhakti Vedanta, Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi, Paschata Desha Tarine Kam karoti vajalam pankham langayate girim yatkripatam hamande shi guru dina karanam paramananda madhavam shi chaitanya ishwaram. Hare Krishna, thank you so much for being here this morning. I seek blessings of all the devotees here, assembled devotees, very elevated devotees everywhere and also online. So, with your blessings, maybe I can speak something meaningful for my own benefit. And maybe it will help someone, at least, I hope. So we are in this chapter now, the appearance of Lord Varaha. And pretty much towards the end of the chapter now, because the task that Lord has taken on has just finished. So after this, I think we'll be more of the Shruti Lab or the benefits of hearing and reading this will come. So what happened in this chapter? The conversation is between Vidura and Maitreya, the great souls. Vidura was so dear to Sri Krishna. I mean, we can't imagine. Prabhupada says in the beginning of the chapter somewhere, he says that Lord allowed, how Lord used to deal with Vidura was very interesting. He would keep his feet in Vidura's lap and let Vidura massage. I mean, you can imagine to get that kind of proximity, that kind of, say, to become that kind of confidential devotee of the Lord means a lot. I mean, in our life, if we can get one devotee who is so comfortable with us, so friendly with us, that he put his feet on our lap and we get to massage, that will be our success. That's why I'm thinking my success will be that, if I can please a devotee. So what to speak of pleasing the Supreme Lord? So this is Vidur, very powerful, very, very, very special. We know his background, he's not going to go there. So Vidur has been asking various questions to Maitreya, and it comes to the stage of appearance of Lord Varaha. Some more will follow about, you know, his appearance and details and how it happened. But the objective that was being raised in this chapter was Lord Brahma, actually from the beginning of previous chapter also, he has a special duty. He's taken on a service to create this material world, the secondary creation. Sarga Visarga is the second creation. It's already created by the Lord. So Lord Brahma is creating. So Lord Brahma is fulfilling the desire of the Supreme Lord. Lord Brahma appeared from the navel of the Lord, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And he prayed, he performed tapasya to understand what his duty is, what he is supposed to do. He was by himself, it was dark, it was stormy, just imagine. He was stuck in the middle of a road somewhere. I remember one time getting stuck, and the car breaks down. It was not here. We don't get so much lightning here. We were back in Mumbai. And the car wouldn't move. And if you've seen Mumbai monsoon, it's really something. And I jumped off the car. I don't know what to do. And it's India. No, you don't have any. In those days, at least, AA, I'm broken down here. Please come. There was no one. Middle of nowhere. And there was lightning everywhere. Lightning, and just constantly. So scary. It's quite scary. Yeah, well, I did not really remember, Lord, what is my purpose here? but it's just quite scary. But Lord Brahma, you know, because of his intention to serve, his intention is to serve. The Lord appears, Lord gives him the knowledge. And now Lord Brahma is, you know, he needs to get the living entities here on the ground. Yeah, because the purpose the Lord wants to fulfill is that all his amshas, mamai amsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana, all his amshas can be reclaimed. They can all go back to where they belong. So this is Lord's desire. Lord Brahma, aligning with the Lord's desire, wants to take the next step. He is the service. And trying to get, you know, more living entities, gets four kumaras. Now he wants them to procreate, expand. Not much luck with that. Then Lord Shiva comes along. That's a very special kind of procreation starts to take place. And then something very special happens. Then we have the appearance of two great souls at the same time, Swayambhu Manu and Shatrupa. The first Grihastha life. Can you imagine? The responsibility of this, you know, procreation, expansion, and allowing the living entities to take birth so that they can be delivered is taken by Grihasthas. It's a very special duty of Grihasthas, all Grihasthas. And Swayambhu Manu has set the example of fulfilling the desire of his father. The father and son has a very special relationship. Lord Brahma is fulfilling the desire of his father, and now Swayam Bhumanu, along with Satyarupa, is fulfilling the desires of their father. Because this is, as per the scriptures, this is one of the important aspects. Actually, Swayambhu Manu himself, he's written Manu Samhita, Manu Smriti, where he details the the Varnashram Dharma, the duty of a father, of a son, of a king, of a guru, of a disciple, all sorts of responsibilities in there, of a husband and wife, a lot of details in there. Srila Prabhupada has actually taken a lot and already given to us, so we don't have to fortunately go and read all those scriptures unless we are academically inclined. So all those scriptures all started from Swami Bhumanu, so it was quite a important personality. And as she comes along, they ask the right question. So how do we do this? We get a service to do, then say, okay, how do I do this service? What infrastructure has been given to me? Tools, equipment, I have all the books to distribute, what is there? So La Prabhupada has given us all. So Swami Bhumanu looks and says, okay, I take your instruction, I bow down to your desire, your wish, and we would like to expand our family, but where do we do it? Where do we do it? And then they are perplexed because Mother Earth is in the waters. Whether that's in Garbhodaka Ocean or where, that's in the water. That's what we said in this verse, it says, Rasaya, from within the water. This is all transcendental knowledge, so we'll go with that. And then they start to pray. Okay, it seems like we don't have a space. We need to create some space. Then where do we go? So this is the nature of devotee. When they are in, they are perplexed or they are in confusion, they surrender to the Lord. Remember the Lord, please help us to take shelter. And something magical happens. I'm breathing now. Breathing from the nostrils of Lord Brahma appears this tiny, tiny little, we can't imagine what is the size of Lord Brahma's body, or you can't even probably relate to those things, but you can imagine it's coming. Very tiny, but scripture explains small. And as they see, they're seeing what's, and then starts to bigger and bigger. They're confused, so what's happening here? Suddenly, a huge mountain, like what is the size of this mountain, is appearing and is there. And in a very special, unique form, body of a boar comes along. So Lord Brahma, although perplexed, sees the quite uncommon, symptom of this kind of incarnation. They could very easily, because devotees can very easily, figure out this is our Lord appearing. So they can figure out. We may not be sometimes, because conditioning. So devotees, Lord Brahma immediately identify this as the Lord, and all the other devotees from the higher lokas, Jana Loka, Tapa Loka, Satya Loka, they are all assembled there. They all start to see this is the Lord appearing. As soon as the Lord appears, they all appear. They recognize the Lord and they start to glorify. And the Lord becomes, a big size. And now he's on his job. He takes a plunge into the ocean. He says, how they divide the water and how he goes there. So we are at this stage now. And in between, we've seen how there's so many prayers that these great sages, say to the Lord, glorify the Lord's appearance. They are this is Lord Varaha. His body is compared to Yajna Purush. So all his body limbs, how they are glorifying, is very special, very unique in that sense. So then we come to this, in the previous verses, in this manner, what is this manner? In the previous verse, explains that the Lord, this is my sage Maitreya said, the Lord thus being worshipped by all the great sages and transcendentalists, touched the earth with his hooves and placed it on the water, and now again in this Saitam Bhagavan Urvim. Urvim This is the beauty of a scripture, like how it's not saying earth or in the previous verse, the name was Avani, I think Avani. Yeah. Avanim. In this verse, the name is Urvi. This is the personal aspect of our scriptures. And understanding, to give us the understanding that it's not impersonal, it's all personal. Mother Earth, she has names, she has a personality, she belongs to Krishna, his consort. So Urvim is the name given here. And in one sense, like if I think of today's time, what's happening with Mother Urvi, you know, we can call Mother Urvim, what's happening? It's because there is so much impersonalism in the world, because they don't relate to any person as such, they don't. That's where the problem is. If you go, like traditionally, we may say a lot, but if you go to India, they see a Ashwatha tree, they worship them at the trees. Every living entity, even stones, every living entity is a personality. The moment it turns to personality, it's a person, the interaction changes. If I think it's a matter, it's a thing, no, who cares for things? Who cares for matter? But when it comes to person, even if the most, you know, difficult people may also start to realize, at least think before they start to disrespect, think before they start to destroy the other person's body. But this is the world that we are in today because of impersonalism. That's why our Srila Prabhupada and his spiritual master also, Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschata Deshatarane, realizing that the need, the most need, because this is, you know, Western world leading the whole world at the moment, which is full of Nirvishesha Vadis, impersonalism. So, and by our own example also, devotees, you know, we can also set some example to how do we actually care for Mother Urvi. Look at it like that. We can be, yes, someone can say that, yes, I offer everything I get from the superstore and I offer, which is great. But can we do the next step? So the devotee is not satisfied with doing the basics. This was a basic thing, you know, to offer to the Lord. A devotee goes to the next level and say, what more can I do? Can I help Mother Urvi in some aspect? How can I help? Can I serve? Okay, then how do I satisfy my Lord the most? By satisfying the most means I will personally grow what I offer to the Lord. I only eat what is offered to the Lord and I grow what I want to offer to the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada wanted this so much, to bring that self-sufficiency in our, at least by in temple. I'll tell you, because I serve in the farm, one person come, he was part of the monk challenge. He had no background on, absolutely zero background on, you know, whatever courses he's done, 5-6 days he learned. But he comes to me, and he's from Liverpool. He comes and says, you know, you guys, he goes to the farm and see what we're growing and stuff. And he says, you guys are doing a fantastic job. I said, okay, thank you so much. You know, I thought, you know, he got some background on farming and sustainable living and stuff. I said, yeah, we're trying our best, you know, with whatever facilities we have. Then he says to me, you Hare Krishnas can save the world. I said, wow, this is something. And I said, how can we save the world? He said, by doing what you're doing, you are, you know, setting an example of how you can grow your own food without disturbing the Mother Nature, without throwing in the chemical, without destructing the soil. Because I don't know how many of us are aware that in this country, we only have soil which will remain fertile at the current speed that we're going for 40 more years. In 1970, there was one lady who gave a detailed description. She was a scientist of what is happening with all these chemicals going in and all. I'm getting distracted from that. But it's important to understand this is what's happening. So, Saitham Bhagavan Urvim Vishwaksena Prajapatihi. So, the Lord is now named here Vishwaksena. This is a. There's also Vishnu Sahasranam, the 1008, one of the name is this, and there is and so many other names. And the way it comes in Vishnu Sahasranam, and that actually in Bhagavatam also I looked up a few times, this name comes up, Vishwaksena, which primarily means the Lord who is protecting the devotees from obstacles. And it is explained in South India, they worship Vishwaksena. If you go to South Indian temples, you will see the Vishwaksena, Lord Vishwaksena will be there right at the entrance of the temple in Srirangam. If you go, all the others, even Udupi temple also, if you go, you will see that. He's like, well, some other, as I said, they would worship like Lord Ganesha. Is removal of obstacles. So it is said that all the spiritual obstacles are removed by Lord Vishwaksena. And the material aspect, people who are more interested in the material life, they worship Lord Ganesha for that. So it says, Yasya Dvirada Vaktradya Parisadya Parashatam. Yeah. Vigdham Nignanti Satatam Vishwaksena Tamashraye. It says, Yasya Dvirak Vaktratunda, like the Lord Ganesha is Vaktratunda Mahakaya Samakoti, Surya Koti Samaprabha is worshipped like that. Vaktratunda means many, many. So this is Vishwaksena, actually. He has his parshadas, all his assistants are all Vaktratunda, elephant faced. He says all those elephant faced, who are attendants of Lord Vishwaksena, if we take his shelter, he will Vigdham Nignanti. All the vigna, all the obstacles will be removed by the Lord. So the Lord is addressed here as Vishwaksena. So which is very special. For us also, do we have to pray? We pray to Narasimhadev, or we can also pray to Vishwaksena. So he does that. Then Srila Prabhupada's purport, I'll get conscious of time. The personality of Godhead descends, Lord Vishnu. Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, descends by his will to the material planets and his innumerable incarnation for particular purposes. So this is Lord appears for a specific purpose at a specific time when he needs to do. So what I thought is we will discuss something about the appearance of the Lord. So this is a why is it specifically given in Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yoveti Tattvatah Takta Deham Punarjanma Naiti Mameti Suvarjana. Now, if we say very simply speaking, Janma Karma Chame Divyam, birth and my activities are Divyam, transcendental. One who understands this, they will not have to take birth again. So, as devotees, we understand, or at least we accept. Some of us, accept, may not understand fully. So, I'm going to go through these verses from the fourth chapter, and we'll try to detail that a little bit. So fourth chapter starts with the transcendental knowledge, Bhagavad Gita, and starts with Shri Bhagavan Vacha, Imam Vivashvate Yogam Proktavan Aham Amyayam Vivashvan Manave Praha Muni Rakshvakave Bravit Ikshvaku. So the Lord says, I gave this knowledge to Manu, Vivashvan, and he gave it to Manu. Manu gave it to Ikshvaku, and like that, this is evam parampara praptam imam rajesha vidhu sa kalene hamata yogo nascha parantapa. As the time goes on, the knowledge got destroyed. He goes on then. Then he says, sa evaya mayatedya yukta yoga prokta puratana bhakto sime sakha cheti rahasyam hetu dutam. Because you are my devotee and you are friend, I'm going to give you the same knowledge. Now Arjun, as he is hearing this, his mind is working. Hang on, you said you gave it to Vivashvan, Sun God, who appeared many millenniums ago. He starts to ask a question. I mean, now he is feigning ignorance. We know that for our own benefit. But it's the right thing to ask a question. He asks a question. A param bhavato janma, param janma vivasvatah, kathe katha. Katham etad vidyaniyam tvam ado proktavan iti. How did you speak? Your birth and Vivashvan's birth, I can't follow this. We are similar age. When did you speak to Lord, to Vivashvan? I can't understand this. So Lord says, when he easily, bhauni me vyathitani janmani tavacharjuna tanyam veda sarvani natam veda parantapa. You don't remember all the birth. You have taken many births, I have taken many births. You don't remember, but I do remember everything. I know everything. Then he speaks this verse, which is we're going to discuss a little bit more. And this is like a verse which has been discussed a lot before the Yada Idahi Dharmasya, which is more popular. It says, Ajopi San Avyayatma. Ajopi San Avyayatma. Bhutanam Ishwaropi San. Prakatim Swam Adhishthaya. Sambhavame Atma Mayaya. So he says, Ajopi. Ajo means literally unborn. So Krishna is unborn. He says that. Do we agree? Krishna is unborn. But then we say that Krishna is Nanda Sutta, Yashoda Sutta, he's Devaki Sutta, he's Vasudev, son of Vasudev. You know, like, we say that, right? That means he's born. He's born, but we call him unborn. How is he that? And if you can also, you know, as we can say, well, we are also unborn. Soul is also unborn. So we're going to try and discuss a little difference between what is Lord's birth and what is a Jiva's birth. How is it different? Yeah. The Lord's birth, he says, Ajopi, unborn. So what that really means is unborn in the way that an ordinary living entity is born. And how do we expand that? So say, Lord decides, he makes his own calls. Yeah. Where, who, when, or what should I do? It's a Lord that's planned. Yeah. Lord is not like us. We are helpless. You know, we are, because our birth is driven by the material or the law of karma. The Lord is beyond the karma. So he is not forced. He has not done any punya to take birth as a son of Aditi, a Vamandev. He has not done any pap to take birth of a boar, right? So if we as human, we perform sinful activities, our birth could be a boar. And this is why we say, okay, he's a boar, maybe he performed, you know, sinful activities. But Lord does not perform any sinful activities to take birth of Varaha. Now Varaha has appeared himself. And sometimes he appears and he has mother and father. He has, Lord Ram has mother, Kaushalya, Dasharath, Vamandev, Kashyapa, Aditi, Yashoda, Maya, Nanda. So we say that, is he son of Yashoda? Yes, he's son of Yashoda. But he's unborn, same time. So this is the Achintya Bheda Bheda the Lord has. So the helplessness, the living entity, Jiva is helpless to get the birth, right? And then we are fully dependent as a living, as we take birth as Jiva, we cry. We have to get some slapping. If we're not crying, we get some slaps. Lord does not have to go through all that. Yeah, so he's not dependent. And he can choose when to appear. We can't choose when to appear. We can't choose what body to take. He can take his body. He can choose when to appear, whom to appear, who is my father and mother. Right? And he can decide on a time. We can't have, you know, I don't have anyone has experience or any, you know, midwives here. Someone experienced like a child coming. Hang on, it's not my time yet. I'll be soon there. And no need to cut the umbilical cord. None of all that. So none of those happens with the Lord's birth. So the Lord's birth is not the same. So not by his karma, not by his, because of his helplessness, not because of his dependence on something, not because he's forced to take birth, he's his own will when he wants to take birth. So, but that is not the situation with us. We have, you know, we are given a parent based on our karma, and, you know, we just thrown in and then go through the whole cycle. So there are similarities. One sense of similarity, you can say the soul is also unborn, but the soul is unborn, but he gets the body. So actually in Bhagavatam also There's a discussion going on where Parikshit Maharaj asked the question like, if the soul is pure spirit soul, how does it happen that it gets a body? You know, how does it get a body? A material body made of panchabhuta, or the five elements. So that happens because of ignorance, because the jiva is conditioned. So he is conditioned and he gets that body. And he identifies with his body. So his identification with his body is false ego. The Lord's identity, Sambhavami, says, Atma Maya, by my own energy I'm appearing, is Lord's body, you know, is identifying with his body. And if we understand that he's identifying with his spiritual body, it is liberating for us. We identify with our false body, it is a bondage for us. So this is how the Lord's birth and Jiva's birth, you know, get differentiated. So this is Achintya Bheda Bheda. And then the verse goes again, Ajopi San Avyayatma, Avyayatma again. When we take birth, our, in this verse, Avyayatma means, Atma is, you know, I've got few meanings, body, mind and soul, all three used. So with, in this particular, you know, verse we're talking about, Lord saying, Avyayatma, my body is, that cannot be destroyed. Avyaya, cannot wear out. We are born with the body, Vyayatma, the opposite of that, because our body is destined, because we, you know, we have material body destined to go someday. Ajopi san avyayatma, bhutanam ishvaropi san. Say, I am the Lord of all living entities. So when the Lord appears, whether he is a little baby, as little Krishna, he is still, one way is dependent on his parents to be fed, to be looked after, to be cared, to be given, you know, bath and everything. But he's still Ishvara. In that state also, he's always the Lord. You know, he can, at that age also, he can suck the life air out of Putana. He can kick that cart, demon. So many demons he's killing at our age. So his body is not the same as our body. His body is different. Ajopi sanavyatma. Prakritim Swam Adhishthaya. So he is appearing in his own body, a body which is the same. So Lord, you know, as a Mahabharata war happens, you know, by the, when the Mahabharata war took place, Krishna was already great grandfather. But he appeared the same as young youth ever. Nava Yauva Namcha, he's ever fresh, ever youth. But we are like, we tend to become so much worn out. I can experience that already. So and then Prakritim Swam Adhishthaya. And then he appears, says, Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. By my own energy I appear. So living entities are appeared because of the energy of the Lord. But the Lord is appearing because of his own energy. You know, nobody as living entities, conditioned jivas, we take birth and we have some energy that is helping us do that. So Lord's appearance is like that. So this is, you know, probably something to think of. It's interesting to see how the difference between the two. And then Srila Prabhupada also goes on, says, he descends because he's called avatar. There are many avatars, you know, Yuga avatar, Manvantara avatar, Guna avatar. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains different types of avatars. Then Srila Prabhupada says, neither the Lord himself nor his specific devotees who come to this earth are ordinary living entities like us. Now, Srila Prabhupada's humility here. Srila Prabhupada was by no means an ordinary living entity. And this is, I mean, in one way, every time I think about it, like if you see from India, it's more popular. And there is someone went in 1870, spoke something in parliament, and he's being glorified even today. I don't know, he says something like, we are all my dear friends, or something like that. There were hardly any, you know, much of a spiritual matter. Srila Prabhupada, at that age of 70, leaving India with so little money and going to the West in 10 years, traveling all over the world 14 times, 108 plus temples, thousands of disciples, creating this, you know, huge movement. which is today after 50 years, again, after 50 years, growing more and more. So Srila Prabhupada was no means was an ordinary living entity, ordinary guru. You know, there were so many gurus who went to the West, who actually, there was even mantra also was gone. There was, you know, some, like, there was one person who was already chanting Hare Krishna mantra. The mantra was also there. But no one could do what Srila Prabhupada could do. So sometimes I feel like it is our responsibility, we don't probably glorify him enough, that, you know, in the circles that he deserves to be, because he's done so much, like books, millions of Bhagavad Gita. There was no idea, like people like us, you know, even born in India, had no clue of nothing, what the Bhagavad Gita is all about. One time, before I got introduced to devotees, I was reading this Chennamaya Bhagavad Gita. I couldn't get head and tail of it, literally nothing. It just goes so confusing. Maybe I'm less intellectual, other intellectual people can follow maybe, but it was so much, you can go round and round. Srila Prabhupada made it so accessible to us, all of us, understanding the situation of the world today. So by no means, you know, Srila Prabhupada is ordinary. And so are his devotees, you know, what to speak of all the you know, his own spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Jiva Goswami, can talk about Jiva Goswami, writing his own Vyakaran, you know, like, is very, very special, very extraordinary. So we are very fortunate to be connected to this and to get mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And, in one sense, you know, he's making us also, he's given us everything to also become extraordinary. We are ordinary, but Srila Prabhupada has given everything that we need to also, if we follow in his, you know, instruction, then there's everything to become extraordinary and achieve the association of extraordinary Lord. So I'm just conscious of time. This is 8:25. That was a small purport. So maybe some questions, comments.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the class. Just trying to understand this earth floating on the Garbha ocean. Now if you look at the descriptions that's given of the universe and other bodies, you know, the Bhumandala is also of earth, and then there are concentric oceans. But then the earth is described as a globe, right? It's made of earth as Bhumandala is. And then the water is also there on this globe. So I'm just trying to picture, like, how is it kind of all held up? And where, how exactly is the earth situated the way it's situated? I mean, we could say, oh, okay, somehow it's the Lord's arrangement, Lord touched it, you know, like that, because of his touch. But if you look at the rest of the universe, it's, yeah. So just trying to see what's, you know, how does it work?
So Prabhu is asking a question. So it's like the Lord picked up Urvi from the waters, Garbhodaka Ocean, and brings it to the surface within the waters, and then places at a particular position. Now it's floating. And how do we understand this? That how is the earth floating? Without understanding that this is Lord's Achintya Shakti that is making all this happen. But I'll say, is there any other answer to this question? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, just trying, because if you look at the rest of the universe, the water is always, you know, kind of going to the bottom.
I see. Yeah. So say water, if you say the nature of water is actually put a heavy item, earth, on the water, it is bound to
Yeah, and then the water within the earth as well, in the globe.
Yes.
What's happening with
water
that?
Water within the globe as well. How do we understand that? If we get the
rock? Because, like, if you look at the rest of the Bhoomandala, right, you have the earth, you have the ocean, they're all kind of going towards the bottom of the universe, or, you know, like that. It seems like the force is holding it down.
Yeah, the natural is the gravity will put down everything, how the earth is floating, literally.
Yeah, and water itself also.
Water also within the earth itself. Floating. And there's mountains and everything. So heavy earth, why is it floating? If it is not Lord's Achintya Shakti, inconceivable energy potency, what it is, I'm failing to understand what else it can be. Like, there is no way with my little brain I can decode that. I mean, why everything is placed so perfectly. I mean, that's a big thing for me, even to understand why every snowflake is different than the other one is also so different. So maybe someone else can help me answer this.
In teaching of Queen Kunti, Prabhupada gives the answer.
Yes.
He says, just like the earth is heavy, he gives a few examples. It's got mountains and oceans and heavy things on it. But because Krishna's entered it, it's become light. And then he gives another answer. He says, if a child is living, you can hold it with one hand. When the child is dead, you can't hold it with one hand. It becomes heavy. So even devotees, they're practicing, they become light in their practices of Krishna. The body becomes light. What makes the world heavy is the demons. So Prabhupada said in his Queen Kunti lecture, the atom bomb is waiting for the demons. He says that in his teaching Queen Kunti lecture.
Oh, thank you so much. That was nice. Ooh. Yeah, that's great. So the Lord has entered the earth and making it lighter. Satya, actually, I don't know whether that's in his scripture, but it says, what makes earth heavy, the lies makes earth heavy. Yeah, because there are so many lies. If there's truth in the world, which is also can be related to what you're saying, the truth is not Supreme Lord. Yeah, that's good. Thank you, Prabhu. This is the best answer I could have. Thank you so much for being here today. Karantharaj. Yes, sorry.
Sorry, Prabhu, thank you. To clarify, you said Vishwakshena.
Vishwaksena.
Is he same as Varaha avatar, or is it somebody, a different incarnation? Or?
Okay, the Lord's, it is said that the Vishwaksena, in the Vaikuntha, Vishwaksena is there as the protector. So he's the head of the whole team, which is, this is quite interesting. So because what we're going to talk about is Jai Vijay are the Dwarapals, are the doorkeepers. Vishwaksena is the Lord's own expansion, which is responsible for the protection of the Vaikuntha, it says in the South Media. So he is now, how the Bhagavatam is played, when the Lord is addressed as what is very interesting. Now we know that Jaya Vijay is going to come up and there are the waterfalls and how this is happening. So Vishwaksena is explained as that one who is protecting the Vaikuntha and protecting the spiritual obstacles of the devotees. That's how it is explained. And if you see a couple of more references in Bhagavatam, I did not take them out, but there is references where he's addressed as one who protects. And Lord Vishnu's own expansion. So Lord Varahadev, Lord expands, has so many incarnations. So one of the incarnations is Vishwaksena, who is situated in the spiritual world. Who is in the spiritual world, in the Vaikunthas. Now he's saying that now the Lord has returned, again bringing Vishwaksena here, because the Lord has returned to his abode. Thank you so much. Garantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.